life, the South African government would still be faced with enormous socioeconomic challenges on which money needs to be spent more wisely and more honestly than is being spent at the moment. But that money still needs to be spent. And how do you promote the need for an area which is not much visited but is funded by the government in order to allow these other forms of life to continue to exist?
Yeah, it's a difficult one because the legacy of our country is that there's enormous social challenges in health, education, and when it comes to funding for conservation, it's kind of languishing at the bottom of the list, I think there is a need for more political support for conservation, and it can be difficult to sell in the circumstances where there's so many challenging social needs. But I don't think that at the same time that you can simply throw nature conservation out the window and say, you know, make your own money. There must be support. I think that's vital.
Tony Carney, thank you very much indeed. Environmental journalist on the line to us from Durban. If this is a subject of interest to you, then you can engage more fully with Tony's thoughts via the article, which is on dailymaverick.co.za at the moment.
The Coquetso Sechale Show, Mondays to Thursdays from 8 p.m. and Sundays from 9.
How would you describe the mood now amongst Zimbabweans?
When I speak to them respectfully, because the people in charge are our fathers. When they won the war, they had to deal with their ignorant young brothers. They had to deal with their ignorant, stupid uncles. For the first time, they're now dealing with their educated, very angry young children.
Uda Masasiwa, this flag movement.
Coquetso Sechale on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Hey, my boss was on my case about our IT asset disposal problem. But an old friend told me about MICO, the IT asset disposal experts. And SA is only Microsoft authorized refurbisher. They pay me back for the old PCs, reducing service fees in the end, and certify us with an official recycling and data wiping certificate. Now we are free from risk and legally good to go. Visit mico.co.za. MICO, because future is nature.
You're a business owner driven to succeed. You've worked hard for your money. You want it to grow. With WholeView Business from Nedbank, you can partner with a team of dedicated banking specialists who can give you a different perspective on how your money should flow. Tailored solutions from Nedbank can take your business to the next level. Search for WholeView Business Banking and partner with Nedbank today. See money differently. Nedbank, an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
EWN Traffic.
This EWN Traffic is brought to you by ExecuSpecs. Get framed with a free pair of police sunglasses worth 2,000 rand. See in-store for details. T's and C's apply.
Thank you, John. On the M5, traffic slow moving in both directions. Heading towards the N1, it slows down from the N2. A travel time of 15 minutes and 20 minutes from the N1 to Racecourse Road. And on the N1 outgoing, there's still that accident scene that's at Durban Road. The vehicle's on the right shoulder, so all lanes are open. And reports of three trucks broken down this afternoon. One is on Danefontein Road above the N2. It's in the left lane, so expect delays heading towards Valhalla Park. In Goodwood, on Jake's Havel Drive, just before Milton Road, the left lane is obstructed heading towards Voortrekker Road. And in Bellville, on Villiersfontein and Mispol, the centre lane is obstructed heading towards Durbanville. Vreugde Avenue, that is still closed at Prince George Drive due to protests in Vreugde, and traffic lights faulty in Grassy Park at Victoria and Fifth Avenue. And to report any other traffic problems, if you see anything worth mentioning, please let us know on 31567. Shalini Ru, EWN Traffic.
I am what I am. I turn away from the ordinary and embrace the unordinary. This is my life. I'm me. I'm free. So be unique and get framed at ExecuSpecs Opticians this winter. Purchase any Police or Carolina Herrera prescription spectacles and eye test and lenses and get a free pair of police sunglasses up to 2,000 Rand. Check out our unique styles or book your eye test online at execuspecs.co.za. Stand out and stand up for the unordinary. Offer ends 31 August. T's and C's apply.
Cape Talk. Weather.
There is an 80% probability of rain tomorrow, somewhere between 8 and 15 millimetres of rain, depending on which weather service you trust the most. The temperature's 11 to 14. The rain is most likely to be falling from somewhere around midnight to somewhere around breakfast time, maybe arrive a little earlier, maybe linger a little later. 11 to 14, those temperatures. The wind northwesterly and strong overnight, turning southwesterly by about daylight, and blowing from that direction moderately for much of the day. And then it's clear skies on Thursday, 8 to 19 the temperatures, with the wind starting out northeasterly, northerly, light to moderate, becoming northwesterly and fresh by early afternoon. And then the last cold front in the current forecast period, due to brush past on Friday, temperatures 9 to 17, and the rain forecast is a 60% probability of 5 millimetres of rain. After that, it is sunny skies with lows Saturday, Sunday and Monday at 9 degrees and mid-afternoon highs at either 15 or 16.
They don't just survive, they thrive. The NetBank Business Accelerator with Cape Talk.
20 minutes now past 5 o'clock, Nedbank Business Accelerator Feedback Week. We're reviewing some of the businesses that we have profiled before. And in the Johannesburg studios and speaking to us via the highest quality digital technical line available, Pavlo Petidis, our business entrepreneurial expert. Just remind people, Pavlo, about the business that we featured earlier that we're going back to now.
Good afternoon, John. We're going to be speaking to Matt Kokillian from Mama Money. And what they do is they enable cash remittances between migrant workers and their families, but specifically using mobile technology and very, very widely spread distribution points. John, the last time we spoke to them, they were in one country, specifically Zimbabwe, with about 5,000 users. And we are talking, what, a year ago, more or less? Today, they're in six countries with 60,000 users. So things have gone well, and they have really found the sweet spot of a great opportunity to disrupt usurious rates that were typically charged to the migrant workers.
Well, let's bring Matt Kokillian of Mama Money into the conversation now. Hello, Matt. That sounds really good, like really good growth. Is that the sort of growth that you were expecting? You're a little disappointed. You're over the moon. It's better than you thought?
Good afternoon, John. Yes, we're over the moon. We're very happy with the growth, specifically this year when we were able to turn on six new countries. So we're now in Ghana, Nigeria, Tanzania, Malawi, Kenya, and most recently India, our first Asian corridor. And that's just driven huge growth for our business.
And in terms of greater growth, I mean, what's the focus now? Is it to develop those six countries or keep going with those six countries and look to add another four, another five, another six, another 10 in the next year?
So it's a bit of both. We have some new countries going online still this year. We're looking at the DRC, Mozambique, Zambia, and Pakistan and Bangladesh. So to keep going with that growth, but to obviously then get some traction into those corridors and to build up some momentum. So it's a bit of both.
And in terms of the challenge of growth, Matt, I mean, what's the biggest challenge? Is it getting regulatory approval, getting the right business partners in those countries, or is it simply finding the money to expand your service into another country?
So. It's traditionally it's more to do with finding the money to grow. I mean, money transfer is a volume based business, so we need to get the volumes in order to really grow our business. So at this stage, we're looking at doing a Series A fund of investment. Up until now, we've bootstrapped and funded our own startup. So we're in that phase now where we're looking for an investor to come along and help us to grow.
And what kind of investor are you looking for?
Well, so we're a social business, so we're kind of balancing between, running a normal, let's make as much profit as possible business and servicing a social need, which is the high cost of money transfer. So definitely looking for someone, an investor with an ideological fit, social impact fund, high net worth individual and strategic partner that shares the same vision in terms of what we want to achieve.
Thanks very much, Matt Kokilon of Mama Money. Back to you, Pavlo.
Yeah, you know, the money issue is an important issue in this because, John, these types of businesses are often a race to the bottom. And what that means is that it's a high-volume transaction business with low value. They've made it specifically affordable for a market that wasn't used to affordable transfer rates. And the funding that's needed to accelerate this business has to be raised really carefully. They've put the hard yards in by bootstrapping the startup. In other words, working with what they had, working with the money they were generating to get it to where it is. In this particular instance, I know that they're looking for around 30-odd million rands worth of investment as a Series A. Series A basically means your first round of funding that you would get on board. And that Series A funding is going to be by way of giving up shares in the organization itself. It can't be debt funding because debt means that you need to service interest. And being a fast-growing business, it's going to consume the money that it makes in order to support its growth. So it needs to be equity funding. Getting an equity fund on board, John, is very much like getting married in many ways because you're bringing a completely new energy into the business. And Matt and his partner have really built this business on an ideological framework.
Yeah,
it is very much a socially minded business. Mm. They are very committed to that particular manner of being. It's the essence of who they are. And getting the chemistry right is important here. The next thing is to be very particular around what sort of money you need from a quantum point of view. Because obviously the larger the round, the larger the amount of money you get on board, the more dilution you do experience as entrepreneurs. So getting those balances right, firstly finding good chemistry with a potential investor, and then making sure that you're not raising too much in order to dilute too much, but you're raising enough to see you through for the next 5 years or 4 or 5 years at least, so you can bed down and focus on operations again without being distracted. That's going to be the key here.
So it's my impression, Pablo, which might or might not be wrong, it's more often wrong than right, my impressions that increasingly there are venture capital firms that are seeking out the socially justice-minded entrepreneur. And wanting to put money, you know, not throw money at people. I mean, obviously the business idea has to be good as well, but there is an increasing focus on the kind of approach that Matt and his partner are taking.
You're absolutely right in this. And, you know, the trend is growing because there's certain, you know, the whole argument between the haves and the have-nots, a lot of the haves have started to invest in, let's call them family offices. We're talking about 6, 7, 8 generations of wealth that have been accumulated over time. In South Africa, it might be 3 or 4 generations of wealth that have been accumulated over time. That wealth has been successfully managed. It's been responsibly managed. And those particular families start looking at giving back because the attention on the haves compared to the have-nots has catalyzed a new, let's call it, era of impact investing. We've seen it with the Gates Foundation. We've seen it with Buffett, who are giving back large amounts of money. We've seen it with Zuckerberg from Facebook, claimed to be giving back similar amounts of money. And I think that that is a trend that we're going to see on a consistent basis because the gap between the have and the have-nots is what's causing instability globally, politically, socially, and economically. So I think the big family offices are looking to invest in these kinds of businesses. And it's really important that Matt gets his message out there because if people are aware of him, I think he'll have a queue of investors to back the evidence, the portfolio of evidence that they've built to date.
Thank you very much to Pavlo Petidis, our entrepreneurial expert. He'll be back on with Kino and another business tomorrow morning. And thanks also to Triple M, Matt of Mama Money.
The Ford Mustang, a legend of both performance and design, with cutting-edge smart technology and classic style. Available in both 5-litre V8 and 2.3-litre EcoBoost engines. It's the iconic car for everyone, even you!
The best way to sell a Ford Mustang is to let the Mustang do the talking. Visit a Ford dealer today.
So you're not earning up to 10% interest. We can fix that. Literally. Invest in a Standard Bank fixed deposit account and start enjoying up to 10% interest on a fixed deposit today. Simply SMS FIXED to 31645 before 31 July 2017 or visit standardbank.co.za to find out more. Standard Bank, moving forward. Standard Bank is an authorized financial services and registered credit provider. Terms and conditions apply. Standard SMS rates apply. Free and bundled SMSs do not apply.